Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. We bring on regular business owners just like you, just like me, to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Anabots. Did you know that companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have a 400% higher chance of closing the deal? Our AI-powered assistants have an average response time of just 5 to 7 seconds, meaning you can close more sales without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 5 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once again, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Sierra Lewick. Sierra has helped 350 businesses build their audiences and groups on Facebook, resulting in consistent and predictable 5 to 7 figure months with smaller audiences of highly qualified leads. She's been a featured speaker for Taylor Welch, Rich Schifrin, John Madsen, Business Coaching Institute, and Tyler DeHaese, and is the author of Not a Sales Book. She is a wife of 19 years to an Army veteran and a mother of 5 kids, one being a brain tumor survivor. She is passionate about supporting industry experts to get their voices heard by the people that need the most with high organic visibility and engagement. Sierra, welcome to Basic Business AI. And your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
Well, since my industry is social media, primarily we focus on Facebook. AI is literally everywhere. And I hope he likes to laugh because we all know the good side of AI and the downside of AI. So the downside of AI is that now everybody and their mama is using AI to respond in the comments. So we all get those like really ill-timed comments on our social media posts. And we're like, did you even read the post? And we're like, that was
great
AI.
Job, Sierra. Love what you do.
And it's like, a happy birthday to my daughter or something like that. Good job, Sierra. Love what you do. And I'm like, that we all know that's AI. We all know. And it's just funny the way that people are starting to leverage AI because they recognize the algorithm and they're trying to pick up on the algorithm. So it's really cool, though. Now there's tools like GroupTrack CRM, which is one of the top tools that we use for groups. I have an affiliate link. So if you go try it out for the first time, please use my link, like shameless promo there. GroupTrack, the tool that we use, like you can actually time it now to where it does like randomized timing. So it makes it to where the algorithm thinks it's a human because it's acting like human behavior, to where it'll actually respond to comments. It'll also react to the comment it'll react. Then it will respond in the comment. Then it will send a message. So you can actually set up these automations on all of your like call to action posts so that it takes care of it all for you. And it'll just run in the background. Like you can turn it on and just leave it and it'll continue to run all on its own. It's super cool. So we're able to leverage tools like that that have human kind of interaction at scale. So if we wanted to hit up several hundred people a day, we can still hit up several hundred people a day because we have these tools without us having to do it. We can still go out and do the podcast interviews and the networking and the joining into other groups or writing content or writing the next book or whatever it is that we want to do to grow, advance, and scale our business, attending an event. And while we're attending an event or just like spa daying it or taking a shower, it can still be doing the work for us there, which is super cool. And it just takes a little bit of prep work on the front end. I think that's one of the pieces that if you don't have a marketing or sales background, then when you go to use AI for the first time, you do not know how to adapt it to get it to produce really high quality output. Whatever you input becomes the output, right?
Yeah, that's one of the keys that I really like to press on. Better inputs equals better outputs. Garbage in, garbage out. And the other piece of this is AI will not save you. It's not your savior. No. It's just a magnifier, really. And so if you're really terrible with your messaging, AI is just going to make you 10 times more terrible. If you're really great, it can make it 10 times better.
And AI has been around forever. I mean, you think that all of these big commercial retailers have been sending out emails manually. Like they just have someone in a back office just randomly sending you an email on purpose. Like, no, we all know that that's AI. AI has been around forever. Like all of the CRM systems and all of the funnels and all of the landing pages and like the little pop-up windows, all of that's AI. And so AI is not new. It's just people have discovered how to use it in a new way. I think the newest part of AI for most people would be like creating content with AI. Like they just weren't utilizing it in that way before. Although that's been around for a while. I actually wrote my very first book. I haven't finished my second book yet, but I'm working on it. But my very first book, I was in a competition with other people inside of the Jasper group when it first came out. And that was 2020. And it was January of 2020. They had this challenge, this 1 week challenge to write a book in 1 week. And so I started writing my book. I was trying to write my big, long, like, this is my thesis book or whatever. And then I got about 2 days into it and I was like, there's no way I'm going to finish this in time. And I was like, what can I write on that's super easy that I could just riff on really, really easy. So it would be super easy for me to write about. And then I utilized Jasper and some of the prompts inside of Jasper to help me write it quicker. And I ended up writing my book and I got my editor. So I was writing my book on a Tuesday. I got my editor on a Zoom call the next day while I was writing the other half of the book on Wednesday. So I wrote the first half on Tuesday and I got him on the call in the morning and he just edited my book the whole day on Wednesday while I was still writing it. And we got it done in 2 days and boom, got it published before midnight because Wednesday night was the deadline. So I wrote it from Tuesday to Wednesday, got it published and boom, I was done. And I hit the 1 week challenge. So it was awesome. Yeah, it was great. And it generated a little bit of cash flow. You know, people buy low ticket items from me because they know who I am. They like my stuff and whatnot. And I still get some, I have it on Amazon. And so it brings in a little bit enough to where my taxes this year were like, whoa, 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 you didn't report your Amazon income. And I was like, that's because it was like a blip on the radar. Like really?
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's enough to where the IRS is like, you owe us like $2,000 in taxes. And I was like, I do not. Excuse me while I recalculate everything and send this back to you.
Hold my beer. Let me fix that real quick. Yeah. And so, that's, first of all, that's really cool. You were able to write an entire book in 2 days. What's the name of the book, by the way?
Not a sales book.
Oh, not a sales book. The one I mentioned. Okay. So, but I want to come back to one of the things that is kind of your core competency, which is generating leads and business with social media. And so if we're going back and we're thinking about AI or AI adjacent technology, what is the primary kind of tech stack that you would recommend for somebody who really wants to grow a business using social media?
Ooh, for social media tech stack, I would say, honestly, it depends on what size of business you want to grow to, because in the beginning, I don't really think that you need very much. I tell people all the time, like Google, like if you just have G Suite and you don't even need to purchase the up-leveled G Suite with Google's free stuff, a Gmail account and Google Forms and Google Meet, like you don't even need Zoom. I used free Zoom in the beginning of my business, but it's like you can use Google Forms now. I paid for a form service when I first got started and then I paid for a calendar system, but you can use Google Calendars. I like the calendar systems that can pre-schedule in advance and I like it where they schedule and then it immediately takes them to a form. But you can set that up with Google Forms and with Google Calendars and stuff like that, where you get the call booked in and they fill out that form. Like that's some of the initial stuff that I really, really love to have in the beginning. But that kind of, those kind of mechanisms, like that's really all you need. Like you can actually house all of your course load and everything on. I know people today to this day who have like a 7-figure, 8-figure business and they still house everything within G Suite. It's phenomenal what's possible. It's like you don't need a website, you don't need a really fancy email list, you don't need all these other things. You don't need like long form content to make 10 to 30k months. Like 10 to 30k months I would say is really, really easy, and you don't need to have like a big business and a whole CRM and a website and all these funnels built out to get your business to 10 to 30k months. I would say that that's really easy and you can just do simple things. You just need, like the biggest thing that you would need is like you need to have some kind of a high ticket offer, and then you can use like the minimalist content on social media, because I don't even recommend people get into the weeds of all the different content that they could do in the beginning. You don't need it. It's like, why would you add complexity to the process? Why would you add in extra friction? Because the more friction that there is from somebody who hears about you for the first time to the sales conversation, the more friction that there is, the more opportunity there is for them to get disinterested and walk away or to find something else in the meantime. And so it's like you want that system to be the shortest possible. So it doesn't have to be complicated. It can be super, super simple. And so for a business that is smaller like that, I would say you don't really need much of anything. And then once you get to the flip side and you are like, no, I'm real. This is a real business. I want to be legit. And like, don't get me wrong. Like freelance style businesses are 100% legit businesses. They are LLC'd. But it's like, you're not really trying to build out a big team at that point. You're not really trying to make a big shift in the industry necessarily at that point. You're just happy to have cash flow and happy to live your best life. Like those two things, I would say that's a 10 to 30K a month business. And then once you're like, no, I really want to break some barriers. I want to step into those, you know, 7-8 figure years or months, 7 or 8 figure months. It's like, that's when you really start looking into, okay, well, what can I use for social media leverage? A lot of people use ManyChat. One thing that I see as a downfall of ManyChat is that you can't actually comment response in the same way that you can with GroupTrack. So I love GroupTrack. GroupTrack is actually, they just released an Instagram version a few months ago, and now they're about to release something for LinkedIn as well. They're working on adding in all of the different social media platforms. But so I love GroupTrack. I love ChatGPT. I know there's a lot of other ones out there, but you got to think every time that you're switching over to a new platform, or every time that you're bringing on a new team member, every time that you're introducing something new, there is a learning curve. So whether that's you're taking time out of your day to train the team member, or you're taking time out of your day to learn the new system, like there's going to be that slow turn that happens. I think that was one of the biggest mistakes I made in the first year of my business was I hired like 4 people at once. And then,
yeah.
And then I had to train them. And so I thought it was going to give us speed. It did not.
It just slows you down.
We're just like 20K month.
And it's the same. It's the same thing with AI, because the idea here is there's a lot of shiny objects out there right now. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different directions that we can go. And there's a lot of people saying, oh, it's just $20 a month. Oh, it's just $50 one time. But you don't necessarily need any of that. The only thing you really need, if you're using AI, the only thing you really need to understand is AI is just a tool. AI, again, is not going to make or break your business. It's only going to augment it or slow it down, really. And if you're focused on getting the results that you need, then use AI to help you get there faster. And so I'm just curious, Ira, practically speaking, if somebody is trying to grow their business 10 to 30K a month on online, on social media, what would you recommend that they do? Obviously, the tech stack, keep it simple. What are some of those kind of key points that somebody could follow to hit that number if they haven't hit it yet?
So there's like 3 basic posts that I tell people that they need to have just on a weekly basis. But I've got further insights for if your business is further along. But for anyone who's just getting started, and I'll give both insights. I'll give both sides of the coin. So somebody who's just getting started versus somebody who's already established. So somebody who's just getting started, 3 basic posts you need per week. You need one that's just going to get high engagement. My favorite one is viral questions. I have an entire training on it. If anyone wants it, it's a pay what it's worth. So you could pay me $0. Please don't like love me for giving this information to you. But if you're in a really tight spot, like $0, you can have access. But viral questions are super, super easy. They're fun to engage with, and it's really easy to get a lot of engagement really fast. The beautiful thing about getting engagement, a lot of engagement on a post, is that every single person who engages on that, the algorithm shows them your post, your next post, you know? And so that's really important. That's the first thing. So you need one post that is just for engagement for funsies. And that could be like people love birthdays, people love anniversaries, people love like celebrations. So you could also do some kind of a celebratory post too, as just an engagement post. So you just need some kind of an engagement post. The next post that you need is something that builds trust. And that is a little bit longer form, but it could just be a story, like some kind of insight that you learned. It could be your story, or it could be a story of one of your clients that you've worked with or customers that you've worked with. It could also be like a quick win. So like, and I learned this, I actually learned this from Rich Sheffrin. And it was when he was bringing me in as a guest inside of his Steal Our Winners platform. And he was bringing me in as one of the guest speakers. And I asked him, and I ask this typically to everyone who's bringing me in to train their people. And I say, okay, well, who is your audience and what would be most beneficial for them? And so what he told me was that his dream for Steal Our Winners was that every single training would give somebody something that was so tangible and exciting that they would be like, oh, I have to pause this and go try this right now. And so the idea of a quick win that I've adapted from that learning lesson is that a quick win is not something that it's like, oh, cool, within 24 hours, they'll see a win. That's not quick. That's not quick. We are a microwave generation. We want like right now results. So give them something that they can go do right now. And it's just like, wow. And it's just like mind blowing. And it opens it up for them. Like one of my mindset mentors in the past gave me this breathing method that resets your vagus nerve. And it literally takes seconds. And it's just like the 4-5-6 method. So you breathe in for a four count. You hold it at the top for five. And then you breathe out real slow for a six count. It resets your vagus nerve and can actually stop your body from having that nervous reaction of anxiety and panic and all of that, or anger. It can stop your body from just having this physical reaction to things, which is so cool. So of course, like you hear about it, you want to try it immediately. You want to just like breathe in for four, hold it, and then breathe out for five or for six, you know, hold it for five and breathe out for six. You just want to try it the moment you hear about it. That's a quick win. Right? Because you can do it immediately. You can see the result immediately. And that's why I love viral questions on my side, because somebody can go post a viral question today and get high engagement today. They can post it on their profile, or they can go into a group of about 20 to 30,000 people, go post this viral question. There are nobody in the group. Nobody's ever talked to them before. They've never gotten engagement on any of their stuff. They post a viral question, boom, all of a sudden 100 to 200 comments, very first time they try it. And usually within the first 10 to 15 minutes, they've got 30 to 40 comments already, sometimes 100.
Yeah.
So awesome. It's like quick wins. Super quick win. So that's the second post. And then the third one is just a CTA. Like you have to be making offers. If you're not making offers, you're not making sales.
Yeah.
And so that's for anyone who's just getting started. But we use that same framework for our higher level clients too, except that with our higher level clients, we're just doing more viral stuff, more testimonials, and more offers. So we're making more offers all throughout the week.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, it makes sense. Keep it simple. So create some engagement. Create some wins, some valuable that's tangible, and then call them to action. Nice and simple.
Yeah. That's all you need every single week. There's a lot of places. So I'm really good. The phrase that we're coining right now, I've been working with a business coach on this, is speed to scale. I'm really, really, really good at helping people scale things quickly or make sales like within 24 to 48 hours. It's like just have this really fast turnaround time. Like we can just pick up and turn things around. It's like, oh, you want calls booked? Cool. Do this post and boom, you got a bunch of calls on your calendar. Like, oh, you want to make some sales? Like do this and we'll like do low ticket. We'll do high ticket. It doesn't really matter. It's all about the speed at which we can do things and the more complexity you add into your process. So if you're trying to Gary V it and post multiple times a day on every single platform, you've added this huge complexity to your process. If you're just getting started, for the love of God, please do not do that. Like you're taking all of your time and attention and putting it into that when you could be putting all of your time and attention into the actual sales conversations.
Right. Yeah. Makes sense. And so Sierra, where can we go to learn more about what you do and who's a great fit for you?
That's a really interesting question. So my favorite people are people who either want to build a high ticket offer or already have a high ticket offer. I love working with those people. I work with a lot of coaches, consultants. I've worked with some agency owners. So you guys can find me, sierraluick.com. I have all of my socials on there. I'm the only Sierra Luick in the world. It's C-I-E-R-R-A. So it's spelled with a C. And then my last name is L-U-E-C-K. It's a German last name. I think in Germany, they don't actually pronounce it that way. I have no idea. But sierraluick.com, you can go there. The viral questions is also on my website. So you guys can find that there. If that's something that you heard and you were like, quick win, want to go do it now, you can also find that there.
Excellent. Well, hey, we're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Sierra Luick. for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for growing your business on social media. You can learn more about what she does by visiting her website, sierraluick.com, the only Sierra Luick in the world. If you run a business of any size and have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels and experience who are curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. You can apply for our future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. One more time, if you're looking to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of an employee, get yourself an Anabot. You can learn more at anabots.ai. We'll see you next time here on Basic Business AI. And by the way, if you really like this episode, tell your friends. See ya.